We are back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and we're talking today with Dr. Timothy Schaefer from the Kansas State University Institute for Civic Discourse and Democracy. He is a professor there and the director of that institute. Good conversation here today. We're having about vaccine hesitancy, and you know, we were talking during the break, and this is, I think, is worth mentioning here because it's only a state away that this is happening in, but came across a report yesterday, I think it was from NBC News, about the FDA actually put out a warning here, because a lot of folks, apparently this drug is flying off the store shelves in Oklahoma, and it's called ivermectin. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but it is a horse dewormer that people are taking, at least that's what it seems like. They're taking it here to treat COVID-19, and FDA has put out a warning that that can actually be very dangerous. And it's kind of interesting that that would be the case here, especially now that we have a vaccine that's been FDA fully approved.
Yeah, I mean, just you know, to not circle back a lot to our previous conversation, but the reasons why a dewormer, right, for livestock is literally kind of flying off the shelves, as you said, and even kind of doing a quick look, it looks like the FDA had even kind of made some statements about some of this even back in into the spring, but I think it's really kind of caught fire. What is it that puts someone in a position to say, I'm going to take animal dewormer, in contrast to an FDA-approved vaccine specifically for the virus that we're talking about? And so, you know, this is where, you know, I think we're comparable in age, but I think about that old NBC, the star shooting across mm-hmm. the TV screen, right? The more you know. And I think that's applicable here, right? This sense of having knowledge is power, right? And being informed, but ensuring that what your information is and where it's coming from is hugely important. You know, there was just a report, a Pew report, which does surveys on all sorts of things, just kind of all the time. And yesterday they just came out with roughly half of Americans getting their getting some of their news about COVID-19 vaccines on social media, which is not inherently bad. It's one of the places where we spend a lot of time, you know, in passing or in a more kind of dedicated way. But when we also think about like what shows up in those spaces is a hugely important thing, right? This is, you know, all of this kind of converges. We had I'll just say this more frankly than I would normally. Like, this is where we had a really kind of bungled response for a long time. Kind of mixed messages for those who studied communication and kind of strategic or health communication. This is where we didn't do as well as we could have as a federal government. And this kind of predates the moment that we're in. It's for a long time. And even now, right? So this is not a party thing or anything like that, which is like frustrating in this moment to have to say that in such a qualified fashion, that critique is, you know, it's always like, well, I don't want to, you know, just say this because I'm against this person or that. But like, if we don't have a good kind of broadcasting of information from the sources where we can, you know, or should kind of trust from authoritative sources, is a real problem. And so then when we have this kind of media landscape that we do, and then social media amplifies this, that it's, you know, anybody can be their own broadcaster, right? And as long as it kind of catches or is as kind of pushing the envelope or whatever it might be, it leads us to a place to where, I mean, I guess if we want to talk about it from an economic standpoint, good for the vets, but bad for a lot of people if they pursue one of these remedies that are not safe, right, for a bunch of reasons. And yet, we do have a vaccine that has been approved. It's been found to be safe. It's effective. It's, you know, the concerns are less than lots of other things. And so even when it gets kind of amplified of like, well, this could lead to heart conditions and the like, yes, but understanding where that falls kind of in the kind of the grander scheme is really important. And we're seeing it now that the FDA has given its approval, that many companies and organizations are requiring staff to be vaccinated, which, you know, in some way from a public health perspective, you know, rolling out vaccines is just, you know, typically a good thing. But there are reasons that people have hesitancy or reasons not to. And so figuring out how to explore that within organizational settings, as well as just in a more kind of civic way is important, right? So I don't want to turn, again, I don't want to turn it just simply into do this, you're right, don't do this, you're wrong. But having the right information to inform that is hugely different than just saying, I've kind of, quote, done my research, and what does that mean? That's not doing kind of a double-blind trial with thousands of people over 6 months, which is why we're just now getting approval for this and why children, you know, who are 11 to 5, you know, we're talking later this year, most likely, and under 5 will hopefully not be long after for approval. But this is why it goes through these processes. So those who are, you know, on the fence or are kind of waiting for some of this, these are the moments to say, what is it that I have this visceral feeling of, like, you can have your distrust of institutions, of government, and also recognize that there's really a disincentive for people to kill their own people, right? I mean, that's not a good way to govern.
Well, it's interesting. You know, I got into a thing on social media here about a week or so ago, and I was debating with somebody about whether public health is a right or a privilege. And, you know, that's one of those chicken and egg conversations, you know, for some people. But, I mean, when you think of public health, I mean, you're out in the public. Every one of us goes out to stores, restaurants, businesses, and we have a personal responsibility. Yes, we do. But isn't it also kind of a right in that sense to have good public health here in America?
Yeah, I mean, and this is where I don't want to step out of my lane, so to speak. And the academic language right now is epistemological trespassing. So, like, you know, if you don't know what you're talking about, don't act like you do. So, I'm not a public health scholar or researcher or anything. My wife has a public health background, so we have a lot of these conversations, and some of the people that I have conversations with regularly are in that space. And this theme comes up in a lot of different ways, right? How do we think about the individual and kind of the collective, right? How do we think about these dynamics of responsibility and response, as well as kind of individual agency and freedom, right? Which is one of these kind of underlying tensions that we've always been navigating, particularly, you know, here in the United States, but not only here, the sense of freedom and autonomy and responsibility to others or kind of common good, things that we might talk about it in that way, those have implications, right? And so, again, it's not, you can't just say uniform, like this is what it is, but there are places where we have to say where does this balance out some other kind of concerns, which is why in the Roman Catholic Church, for example, we've seen Pope Francis and a number of bishops make statements because they've been kind of getting questions about what is this vaccine? What's been the process? How has it affected human life, for example, embryonic research and the like? And they said, you know, Pope Francis multiple times has said something along the lines of, this rises above those kinds of concerns, so don't have it on your conscience, this kind of thing. And so as we think about any of these questions, whether it's from that tradition or anywhere else, it's really this sense of, who am I? And the moment I step out of my door, I'm in the mix of life with other people. So what does that mean?
All right. Well, I might have to leave it there here for today, but always good to talk to you, Dr. Schaefer, and this is a good topic, and hopefully people will at least take the advice of public health officials and do their research before making a decision on vaccines.
Talk to your healthcare provider. I mean, there are lots of places where we can go and find information that's legitimate, informed, and if it feels like it just, you know, like, I think this, and so this aligns with what I think. Step back a little bit and say, why do I operate from that?
All right. Good to talk to you again. It was nice to see you in the studio today. Thanks for being here.
It's good to be here.
All right. That's going to wrap up our first half of the program. Stay tuned. Robin Cole will join us next from Pawnee Mental Health here on News Radio KMAN.